This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every few years, social media brings back the debate over fasted cardio. So working out before breakfast, some say it's the secret to burning fat faster. Others think it's completely overrated and even risky. I've got to admit, I did it this morning and it was good until I started doing my squats. And I thought, I'm glad there's no breakfast in there because I think it would have come up. So what's really happening in our bodies when we exercise on an empty stomach? Dr. Mandy Heckstrom is from the University of New South Wales, joins us to explain what we know. Mandy, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Mandy, I've got to admit, I don't mind exercising on an empty stomach. There's something about it. I feel like I have more energy. What do you reckon is going on in our bodies when we exercise and we're fasted?
Look, it's really individual. Some people love it and they report feeling just amazing afterwards, and other people say that they can't make it through a session. And even the same people, you know, they feel different things on different days. So it's actually quite complex, you know, the physiology behind eating before we train or after we train.
From your research, how does fasted cardio actually lead to more fat loss in the long run?
No, it doesn't. So I guess where that's come about is when people looked at what happens on a one-off setting or an acute setting, They found that when you exercise fasted, you oxidize more fat as a fuel. So basically you're using that fat to help you through the workout. But over a 24-hour period and then over, you know, the course of weeks and months, that doesn't actually translate to losses in body fat. If only there was a simple hack that actually worked. So the body compensates. It finds ways to change the energy it's using to, I guess, make things more equal over the longer term.
I suppose from a scientific perspective, in a perfect world, what is the best way to exercise and lose weight? Would it be fasting? Would it be having a bit of a breakfast beforehand and just watching what you eat? What would you say would be, I suppose, the gold standard if you want to lose weight and you don't want your body to be sneaky and overcompensate and work its way around it? What should we do? What's the best way to do it?
So, I mean, the research is actually really mixed. The number one thing you need to do to lose weight is to create a caloric deficit. And we do that by exercising more and generally eating less, normally of those unhealthful type foods. Now, if we exercise fasted versus not, it really doesn't matter. What's going to matter is that you're doing something that you can adhere to long term. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of people come unstuck with these behaviors. You know, it's hard to do something consistently for a long enough period to see meaningful change.
What happens when we do eat before we work out? Does it change how well we perform?
So if you're an elite athlete, say, and you're doing really long and intense sessions, then yes, the evidence shows that for exercise sessions that are pretty intense and lasting an hour or more, exercise does improve performance. Exercise eating improves performance if you eat before you train. But for those sessions shorter than an hour, which are what most people will do, especially if you're time poor and you're getting up and you're trying to get something done before work, you're unlikely to extend past that hour period. So it probably doesn't matter for your performance.
What about eating after exercise? Is that timing important for most people?
So again, for most people, that sort of window of opportunity we used to talk about, it doesn't really matter. What seems to matter is getting adequate protein and calories across the day. So long as you're getting it through. Again, the caveat to that might be elite athletes where we're needing to recover for that next session and that next bout of intense exercise quickly. For those individuals, having something, you know, within the closer proximity to exercise is probably more important.
Mandy, I'm going to guess that most of us aren't elite athletes listening at the moment. So I suppose any exercise is good exercise, isn't it? Doesn't matter whether you've eaten or not.
Yeah, exactly. So you do what works for you. You know, for myself, for example, I'll mix it up. On the days that I do yoga, I don't eat because I'm trying to get my exercise done without waking my son up. But on the days that I do something like strength training or running, I need to eat because I literally can't function when I don't eat. So for me, it's day dependent and movement dependent too.
I find I don't eat when I do legs day, and people say, oh, you're an idiot for not doing that because they feel sick. But I find that if I do squats or deadlifts or something like that, and I've got a full stomach, it gets in the way.
Exactly. And if you feel like that, you're less likely to train if you eat, right? So you've got to do what works for you.
Exactly. Let's talk about that. I suppose strength or weight training. Does fasting make any noticeable difference there? And does eating within, say, an hour after exercise make any difference? Because there's all sorts of myths out there saying, oh, you've got to consume protein within an hour with carbohydrates. Yeah. What do we need to do?
So we don't need to run out of the gym with a shaker in our hand, having a shake and sculling it back. We don't need to do that. So if you don't like protein shakes, it's okay. You have time to go home and make a meal. So basically, I guess, again, with strength training and gaining muscle, so long as we have adequate protein throughout the day, that timing is really, it's even less than the cherry on the top of the cake. You know, it's so minuscule in terms of its benefit for muscle that it really doesn't matter.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I feel like there's a lot of people that you can see the anxiety about, you know what, I've finished my workout. I need to quickly have my shake instantly now. So we don't need to. We can just relax, enjoy the workout, that post feeling, and then go and get something to eat.
Absolutely, and enjoy the food you eat. I mean, if you like a shake, go for it. But I love food, and I love to eat my food, and I want it to taste good. So I don't tend to do that.
Mandy, great chatting with you. Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks.
Thank you. That's Dr. Mandy Hagstrom, Senior Lecturer in Exercise Physiology at the University of New South Wales.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.